This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So, the transhumanist, exterminist, depopulationist Klaus Schwab, working for the top royal family on the planet, the Sachs-Coburg Gothas, has come out, and you know what he's called for. He has called for you to be implanted with a microchip and to have a butler robot that's intellectual, that spies on everything you do, that works for the state and big tech, that will become you and will basically absorb who you are. And then you'll have to call it a life form later and give it rights. They're also going to run a big scam where they claim that, oh, that's your father, that's your mother, when they opt to be uploaded to it, when they, quote, die. Many will opt to be suicided. But then it'll be by law, you'll have to say, oh, that's really a person that lives forever. But really, it's just a piece of hardware and an identity that this big computer, Evermind, this big AI global system, the globalists will program, and it'll be a stolen identity. That's why they want you to say a man is a woman and a woman's a man and a 300-pound man can compete against women in weightlifting, is to make you suspend common logic and basic common sense. So it's all coming up. Your phone calls today, a bunch of breaking news I haven't gotten to. The pastor up in Canada got arrested for trying to street preach by the COVID police. But first, this is the secret police, the thought police, now out in the open bragging about how they're censoring you and I online. Here is the enemy.
And now to the growing number of hoaxes popping up online. Misinformation is spreading fast.
The coronavirus has created a perfect storm for conspiracy theorists.
If you go online, there's no shortage of conspiracy theories.
There have been a growing number of anti-vaccination conspiracy theories online.
There's been a wave of mis and disinformation.
The internet has lit up with misinformation spreading nearly as fast as the virus itself.
Religious-based conspiracy theories surrounding the vaccinations are exploding on social media.
Wasn't Facebook supposed to take care of anti-vaxxer kind of groups before COVID-19? Why is this still popping up, and where's it coming from?
Why is this type of information so difficult to police?
In general, what we found in a bunch of studies is that most of the people who believe false news stories do so because they're just not thinking deeply about whether what they're reading is true or false.
Social media platforms have been able to ban a lot of this content, but it's become increasingly more difficult to enforce.
I know internet companies are looking at this. Do you wish that they would play a role in taking stuff down, which is as demonstrably false?
Yeah, in some cases they are taking things down.
We're hunting for COVID conspiracy theories. We report over 800 pieces of misinformation.
It's stuff that's sort of on the cusp, like conspiracy theories that could spread sort of propaganda or maybe harmful health misinformation.
If you're a healthy person and you're exercising all the time and you're young and you're eating well, and like, I don't think you need to worry about this.
Dangerous misinformation.
Let's report it.
A video making the same false claim was widely circulated on Facebook. It was tagged with a fact check that it's false.
Vaccines are inherently dangerous. Flag it.
False information.
I'm going to report this.
You know, it's false.
It's false, yeah.
And as bad as the globalist censorship is, and as much as they've been suppressing thousands of medical doctors and nurses here in the U.S. alone, not to mention around the world, the truth about COVID-19 is coming out. The truth about the vaccines not being vaccines, not protecting you, is coming out. The truth about the PCR test being fake is coming out. The truth about Bill Gates being behind all the companies is coming out. The fact that the Pfizer and the Moderna and the AstraZeneca and the Australian government vaccine and a whole bunch of others have been banned in Australia and South Africa and 21 countries in Europe and the Philippines and Russia.
There is absolutely no evidence or credible studies supporting any of what he just said.
I know my husband is not vaccinating people and putting a microchip in their arm. That technology doesn't even exist, and he's never uttered the words out of his mouth. So,
forget the conspiracy. Listen to our government agencies. These guys are telling the truth. You know, there's no conspiracy here, folks. Just right. Get your damn vaccine.
I'm not asking what's in the infusion. I'm not looking up all of the ingredients in the infusion. I am sticking out my arm, and I am taking the infusion.
We've got to shun folks. We've got to shun people into getting vaccinated.
We need to shun those that refuse to get vaccinated.
We must take the vaccine.
Put them on a bus
and bring them to a mass vaccination site.
Woman dies after getting J&J vaccine, reported the CDC.
Not true on the trust index.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Fox News is now reporting the State Department has a massive document, 263 pages long, documenting that communist Chinese military was behind the COVID-19 bioweapon. Will it be death by bioweapons or death by thermonuclear war? We'll break down the 263-page document here in just a moment on this live Sunday transmission, and your phone calls are coming up. But we're really reaching that end-of-the-world moment here if this continues. The globalists are involved in a controlled biological weapon release. That's why multiple governments were involved at the top. They're all globalists with Bill Gates, with the whole Rockefeller plan that set up Mao Zedong and put them in power, the Chinese one-child policy. This is it. Awaken humanity. This is the takeover. This is the economic collapse, the fear of the virus. The depopulation has already begun.
Oh, my God. I'm home. All the time. Finally, really did it. You maniac! You blew it up! Oh, damn you! God damn you all to hell!
Breaking on screen at InfoWars.com on this live Sunday night transmission at 5:08 Central Time, 4:08 Mountain, 3:08 Pacific, 6:08 Eastern, via your Greenwich Mean Time. Breaking: Klaus Schwab calls for global health pass based on implantable microchips. But if you say Bill Gates and he are funding that, they will have the ADL come out and call for your arrest. And they're now calling for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to have the Pentagon and CIA take him out. I covered that on Thursday and Friday with lawyers on. We're filing suit with Robert F. Kennedy next week for all of our rights to not be forcibly inoculated. All right. We did five live shows. The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday's the big weekday show. And we opened the phones up 3 days and took probably 100 phone calls from medical workers, nurses, and families, people that have taken vaccines with their stories. We don't screen your calls other than have a good, clean phone line and have a point you're going to make. And no one called in who liked the vaccine. No one called in that had a good reaction. It was nightmarish. Doctors, scientists, epidemiologists, nurses, EMTs with just the scourge of death, the scourge of people paralyzed, blood clots, heart attacks, strokes, and it's all in the literature. Fauci-funded studies at the University of Texas, Level 4 Bioweapons Lab, and conclusively found that any vaccine for a coronavirus, which is why they've never done them, causes massive blood clots. The body eats holes in the heart lining, in the artery lining, and in the lungs, particularly in lab rats. Man, it makes me just really get freaked out that that's where we are. And that we've reached this point as a society and as a world. But the good news is there's a lot of people waking up. Now, I want you to know something. When you hear in the news the communist Chinese military was behind this, and when you hear that the army was involved in this, your dad that was a captain in the army was not involved in this, and the Chinese people aren't involved in this, they're slaves, and the globalists deliberately got U.S. universities and the army involved with the Chinese to corrupt them all. So when the communist Chinese come out and say, don't you blame us for this, the U.S. Army was involved, not at that paramilitary training they had a few months before in Wuhan, where they try to claim they released it. No, it was out of the lab, but technically Fort Detrick, Maryland was involved in this as well. And that's the mad scientists that run things there as well. So it's true that the Pentagon was involved. And I told you that 14, 15 months ago. And so did Dr. Francis Boyle. Only one man a year gets a special globalist PhD at Harvard under Henry Kissinger. And Kissinger's only given out 40-something of them. He doesn't even do it every year. He's been giving them out since the 50s. Boyle got that secret PhD. I mean, it's a public PhD, top of his class at Harvard, but the details are secret until he released them here on my show. I guess it was probably 20 years ago. And it's what we already know. It's already Memorandum 200, State Department Memorandum 200, 7277, public law, and the rest of them. By the way, I'm not just saying numbers here. Everything I tell you is a rabbit hole, okay? A rabbit hole. Everything I mention is a giant rabbit hole. And when you go down the rabbit hole, you find out none of this stuff's even hidden. What they do is they corrupt every group. They get every group involved at the top, so they're all corrupted, and that brings in the world government. So you have the UN, you have the communist Chinese, you have them all with gain-of-function viruses being developed at Wuhan and University of Texas, Galveston, as I told you a year ago, and Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and many other places. In fact, guys, pull up a map of Level 4 bioweapon labs across the U.S. and click on one of the more newer ones. I mean, there's something like 27 Level 4 bioweapon labs that they admit to. There's a bunch of other secret ones. And then there's 30 other sub-labs last time I checked. It'll show you. Some are boxes, some are triangles on the Pentagon map. If you get an accurate map, it'll be triangles, boxes. But just type in map of Level 4 bioweapon labs in the U.S. or Level 4 BSL labs. And, yeah, there you go. And that's what's going on. That's some mainstream media map. The Department of Defense, there are boxes and triangles. But it doesn't matter. That's a somewhat accurate map. There's a lot more than that. And so what's going on here is they have plausible deniability when they create these things so that if and when it gets out, which is the plan, they claim it's an accident. Or if there is an accident, everybody can point the fingers at each other. That's just how any mafia or criminal organization works. Everybody who's a made man, either in the Mexican mafia or La Cosa Nostra or, you know, the WASP mafia that's so powerful you don't even know it exists, and, you know, the Jewish mafia and all the rest of it so powerful you don't even know it exists, even though it does exist. By the time you get to that point, it's all interconnected. Everybody's killed somebody. Everybody's done something wrong. And so what are you going to do? Go rat me out? You're going to go to prison as well. And so that's what's happened. So I want to take your calls from medical workers, doctors, nurses, people that took the vaccines that aren't vaccines, your take on this. The toll-free number is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And I'd like to give first-time callers a chance. You've already called in with your testimony. Please leave the phones open for others so they can give their testimony. If you have an update on a family member that was very ill or sick, you know, please call in as well. Or a family member that grew wings and flew away and was totally happy. 877-789-2539 on this live Sunday transmission. And I'm taking over the regular show that Owen does for a day well-deserved off for him from 6 to 8 coming up in 45 minutes. I'm going to do 2 more hours taking your phone calls tonight. And we got a few, again, of the nurses and EMTs and people that got cut off that we're going to call back that will also be on next hour with us as well. So 877-789-2539. We'll take us the time to get you on the board there because the phones, you have 20 phone lines. They load up like that. Then we got to go through and get each person's name and write that up. But we will start going to your calls directly when we come back. And then I'm going to intersperse all the news I haven't hit. The cyber attack on the pipeline on the East Coast. The supply chain breakdowns we told you a year ago were coming. When the first world collapses, third world dies. Then the third world's mobilized and invades us under UN control. It's all an exact plan, and it's going to happen exactly like I told you. And the sooner you figure that out, the sooner we can stop them. Yeah, people go, how do you know all this? It's all a battle plan. We have the enemy blueprint. It's like having Hitler's Enigma code. But we got to use it. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Klaus Schwab says there's too many people and he wants a world government and he wants to depopulate you, and he's working with Bill Gates to bring in that world government with world IDs to make you take implantable microchips. And I just played that video last hour. It's from 5 years ago. We just discovered it. No one else has ever reported on it that I know of. So what's old is new. It just shows how premeditated all this is. I'm going to go to your phone calls, Max and Sanger and others, here in just a moment. But first, headlines, please. I've already covered some of these. The rest I haven't. I'm going to hit all the COVID-19 news right now. When you hear COVID-19, that means global UN world government bio-assault on the planet to bring in world government. The Chinese are allied with the globalists. The globalists colonized them with their Communist Party. And so you have people inside the U.S. that are patriots and government getting that out. And so China will then blame the army. But it's above that. It's the globalists doing the whole thing. Chinese military discussed weaponizing COVID in 2015 to cause enemies' medical system to collapse. And, of course, to collapse our economic system. What do you think happened? That's the year Obama moved the COVID-19 system to Wuhan. Exclusive. Billions in U.S. money, knowledge, and skills were given to China's virus research programs, ultimately resulting in COVID-19 panic and pandemic. But it really, that was a Freudian slip. It is a panic. That was their whole plan. It's a real virus, but it's 99% exaggerated. Lab-made coronavirus triggers debate. New science is talking about Obama and Fauci in 2015. Shows you how premeditated it is. Fauci's the father of the pandemic. Fauci backed controversial Wuhan lab research in China with the coronaviruses. And we're all supposed to sit here where the cult leader tells us not to leave our houses? And we have no freedoms? And that, oh, maybe we'll get back to normal next Mother's Day, as the whole world starts to starve, as they pay people to stay home. That's more money following less productivity, causing scarcity and price increases to the point of massive shortages all over the world and starvation. Hey, but we're just not going to have gas or enough food here. We're fat asses. We'll survive for a while, I guess. They'll die in the third world. And I'd sit there and go to protest all over Austin last year, and I'd pull up the armored vehicle, because the left would throw hammers at us. And I'd say, please, Africa is starving. They go, F you, white supremacist. And I'd say, the lockdown is designed to starve the third world. Shut up, racist! Oh, but now they're so concerned about those starving, as they will be soon as themselves. Very, very sick. Dr. Fauci backed controversial Wuhan lab with U.S. dollars for risky coronavirus research. And here he is funding the research of the COVID vaccines that cause the animals to die. And they said in the studies from UT to Fauci, don't do this, it'll kill humans. There it is right there. That's Fauci funding it. That's his information right there. And there is the summary saying, don't give this to humans. Insane. Biden wants to rely on China and the WHO, led by a ranking member from a terrorist nation, and convicted U.S. doctor, a conflicted U.S. doctor, another Freudian slip, Fauci, to investigate COVID-19 origins. Dr. Fauci says mask wearing will likely become permanent in a video. I'll air this after I take calls. Permanent. Told you 14 months ago it'd be permanent if you put up with it. It's a sign of your subservience. Just like Muslim women been wearing burqas over their head for 1,000 years. Fauci, we can get close to normal next Mother's Day, but only if everyone's vaccinated. If everyone doesn't take our deadly shots, then you can't. Oh, and they don't work, so you got to take new ones every 2 months, he says. White House COVID coordinator. CDC guidelines will allow vaccinated people more and more privileges. They're not freedoms. They're privileges that can be revoked by taking off the mask, but not yet. Not yet. Keep wearing that slave bib. California rolls out scannable vaccine card wristbands. That's very Orwellian. Vaccine card wristbands with a little chip in it and a QR code. Isn't that just cute? We've got the newscast with them showing us how fun they are to wear the little slave bracelets. Oh, but the border's wide open and child smugglers are bringing them in. And that's okay. And the government made it at Wuhan and released it. But that's all right. Now they've got a little bracelet for us. Metallica frontman says he's skeptical about coronavirus shot, hopes COVID vaccine passports won't be mandatory. Protest against it, Mr. Hatfield. Speak out against it. Continuing, shock video, Canadian church attacked by police, pastor arrested under COVID-19 tyranny. Amazing footage of that coming up last segment of this hour. The coming COVID catastrophe with Dale Bigtree, also at band.video and InfoWars.com, where they lay out the mass death already being caused by it and how it's going to weigh down the hospitals and shut down society, which was the real plan. Top 10 absurdities of the COVID pandemic so far. I'm going to be going over all of those. And it goes on and on and on. Here's another one. Report, AstraZeneca considering skipping emergency use authorization for full FDA approval. But it's already been banned all over the world. But, oh, it'll get approved here because we're the target group to be targeted for death. That is all coming up as well. Whopping 80% of who refuse COVID vaccine say nothing can change their mind. The left is so unhappy. Summer camp for Jewish boys plans to bar those who've had the COVID vaccine, saying there's evidence that it's causing viral shedding. That means you're infecting people with it, and that's what scientists warned it would do, and the evidence is it is. It's actually shedding real viruses, mutations from inside your cells. So you want to shun us? We'll shun you. Vaccination rates lag in communities of color. Oh, my gosh, ABC News, because blacks know about the Tuskegee experiment injecting them with syphilis, and the left is so mad that their main target is not going along with what they're trying to do. And I see these articles every day. This is out of ABC News, the latest. Draper teenager hospital with blood clots after COVID-19 vaccine shot. Oh, that's right. And what did Fauci's big study say it does? What did it say it does? It causes deadly blood clots in the University of Texas study. But notice, the mainstream media has been totally silenced on and hasn't said a word about it, because they can't even spin that with their fake spin machines. All right, minute and a half to break. When we come back, I will go directly to your calls, bam, 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 to Max, for Sanger, for Ronnie, for Katie, for Dave, and all the others that are there, 877-789-2539. You took the vaccine. What was the effect? We want to know if you liked it or if it had a bad effect or no effect. If you're a doctor, if you're a scientist that has an opinion or a view about this information, we want to hear from you. And the phones are loaded, but let me add another point when you can get in later. If you call in with a study and give us the name and the specifics of what the study's saying, I'd like to hear from you as well. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. When you hear somebody hang up, call in, because I'm going to take a lot of your calls. And look, I always say thank you for calling. You say thank you. And that's great to do, but in the interest of getting everybody on air, just go right to your point, who you are, where you are, what you see in your view, so that way we get to a lot of calls. I want to take 50, 60, 70 calls in the next 2.5 hours we have left. So start your engines and get ready when we come back. And there is another special report I'm going to air as well. We are jam-packed. The most important part of the transmission begins now. Your calls. Your brain, your heart, your bones, your liver, your eyes, everything has a better shot at surviving in this crazy environment when you have high-quality fish oil. We've got the best out there. We have the highest grade of fish oil available, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Everybody already knows what high-quality fish oil does, and it costs us even more to put it through a process to remove any trace mercury that's in it. So this is also clean fish oil. It's been sold out for months, but it's back in stock, 50% off. Krill oil is set to sell out. It's amazing as well. It's at 25% off, but when you get them both together in a combo, it's 50% off as well. Ultimate Fish Oil, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and when I forget to take it, I really feel it. When I take a couple of them before I go to sleep at night, it makes my dreams even more amazing. Listeners thought I was joking. You've tried it out, and most of you have been blown away. Get your fish oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Shields here back live, taking your phone calls now for the balance of this Sunday night transmission. People ask, Jones, how are you so excited? We knew Fauci ran the lab. We knew he did gain of function. We knew it was coronavirus research. We knew it was a Chimera lab made. We knew they ran all the fear of the lockdowns, planned to never take the lockdowns off, planned to never take the mask off, planned to never go back to normal, planned to shut down the whole third world and starve them to death, that organized them into invasion forces to bring down the West, and all their admitted plans. I mean, how would you not get excited about watching an invasion and a globalist takeover of civilization and an attempt to set up a post-industrial world? We're not facing communism or fascism. We're facing globalist, transhumanist exterminism. This is a science cult who want to be God. Ray Kurzweil, all of them are part of it. And you better start reading their writings, where they're going to be gods and they're going to merge the machines and you're just the raw material for that. And they're going to put a robot in your house that learns how you operate and then finally becomes you and then spies on you, just like the little people bringing these assistants in their houses. I told you 10 years ago they're listening to you and watching you, and now they admit they are. Grow up, folks. The system is predatory at the top, and it's absorbing and taking over all the other institutions. The police have got their problems, but it's one of the final institutions the globalists are absorbing. Then there'll be enforcers like in Europe and Canada. So this is a hellish world that people are setting up. And the left, feeling like they're part of the power structure, and then meanwhile posing as rebels, have no idea how they are in the crosshairs and are idiots. Lenin called them useful idiots. All right, who is up first here? We've got Max in Kansas. No people have vax and have bad effects. We've got Sanger. Texas State University, no people that have had the vax. Ronnie, some family took the vax. Others, the family affected. Dave, a mother, took the vaccine. What happened? Jay got the Pfizer vaccine. Tell us what happened to him. Xander in California used InfoWars to save his parents. We're going to talk to all of these folks right now. Let's go to Sanger in Texas, and then we'll go to Xander. You're on the air, Sanger.
Hi, Alex. My name is Sanger. I'm a student at Texas State University. I, in addition to several other classmates of mine, personally know people that have died from the vaccine. I know a woman who was 30 years old died the day she took the second dose of the Pfizer vaccine. So what I wanted to say is that...
Well, let's slow down. Let's slow down then. Tell us about what happened. Tell us who she was. This is huge. And then please warn everybody you can. Go ahead.
Pretty much, it was a family. It was a family cousin of a friend, and she died the second day after getting the Pfizer vaccine. And then two of my other classmates in my specific class, but one lady knew two people that died, and another lady knew one person that died. And what I wanted, the point I wanted to make, I know you said slow down, but they just had at the university on Friday a vaccine event where they're mass vaccinating students, and you get the second dose on the 28th of May. So not only are they not educating us on the potential risk of this, but they are herding us as students into the event center to get get vaccinated. And not only that,
well, brother, it's your right and your duty to point out this violates the Nuremberg Code against not giving people proper consent or warning of an experimental medical treatment. You've got to go bullhorn them. You've got to stand up and warn people.
Well, Alex, I'm an art student, and I made a painting of Joe Biden depicting him as a puppet making fun of the mask, and everybody attacked me, and they were calling me crazy, calling me a conspiracy theorist, you know, the whole thing. And our professors are vaccinated. They encourage us to get vaccinated, but the second you speak out, you get shut down.
No, I understand, sir, and that's why basically these modern educations are worthless. There's not going to be an economy anyways. I mean, you realize this is shutting the world economy down. But listen, warn people. And many will get hurt, and they will remember what you told them. You understand? This is a delayed reaction. It's like the vaccine's a delayed reaction. You got to plant the seeds, and a lot of them don't sprout right away, brother.
I know. And one last thing. They are teaching us about Marina Abramović, Jeff Koons, and Damien Hirst. That is part of the curriculum at Texas State. So there is an agenda to push Satanism, pedophilia, and all of the above within Texas of all states. And that's all I really had to say, brother.
Yeah, for those that don't know, she's that witch that does the spirit cooking stuff. Yeah, they push her everywhere. They really think she's powerful. Look, warn people that work at gas stations. Warn everybody you know. Just warn them, give them the facts, and send them links to this show, brother. Send them links to this interview today. God bless you. On your email, on your text message, on your word of mouth. Folks, you are everything. When you get excited about the show, nothing stops you. And I'm seeing it everywhere, and so we're going to do this together. I'm willing to risk my life because I believe in humanity, but I want to make sure we win this fight. And, folks, when you get active, nothing can stop you. All right, Sanger, thank you. Xander in California, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you for taking my call, Alex. God bless you, brother. Hey, listen, I just wanted to let you know that you saved my father's life. He took the first vaccine. I don't know which vaccine it was, but he just told me he went to take his vaccine about 2.5 months ago. And I advised him not to take the vaccine. I told him it was having severe side effects. I told him that they were getting banned all over the world, in Asia, in India, in Europe, the AstraZeneca, the Moderna, all of them. And he wasn't listening to me, but he went and he still took the vaccine and he got his injection. And so I remember I started watching you about 2-3 months ago at the same time you started taking this. And I remember you started pulling up all of your facts and all the data that these vaccines were having severe side effects. And I sent all of that information to him. And thank you, Alex. I'm getting emotional right here. Because you saved his life. And he tells me, after I sent him the information, he tells me, son, thank you for shedding the light on that information. I'm not going to go to take my second dose. And he rips up his appointment card that he has and he throws it in the garbage. So I just wanted to thank you very much.
Brother, don't thank me. We're in this together. If we don't warn everybody, they're going to slowly lock things down. They're going to put us in ghettos for not taking the shots. And this is their excuse to persecute us. We're brother. I thank you. And listen, tell your dad now to educate others. This has got to be a chain reaction. And you heard the earlier caller thinking you couldn't wake people up. You don't know until you tried. Beautiful testimony, Xander. God bless you and thank you. We're going to move quick now. Let's go ahead and let's take another call. Let's go ahead and talk to Max in Kansas. Max, go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex. Hope you're doing well. So right to my point. So a couple people I know have taken the vaccine and have not been the same since. And there's been other phenomena too. So my friend's dad took the jab and about 3 weeks ago. And ever since then, he has been incredibly sick. For three weeks, he's been messed up. And his side effects are he's been coughing. He's had headaches. He's been throwing up constantly. He's been forgetting things, moving extremely slow and staying in one or two spots for the day. And he's a runner and participates in marathons and other events and hasn't been able to do those things because of the vaccine. And it's awful to see and something else.
Well, two things, brother. Do you know what type he took again? And then let me ask you this. Has this woken him up?
Unfortunately, it is not. And I'm not sure what he took. And from what I know, he still believes that it's going to work. And it's just awful. And this is some more of the proof that it's all theater. So my grandfather took the vaccine, unfortunately, about 2 weeks ago, there was a bug going around, a bit of sickness going around in my family. And he's been vaccinated for about a month now. And when my grandpa got tested for COVID, the test came back positive.
Oh, of course. And they go, just take another shot and another shot because it's all a fraud. The PCR test is a fraud. You can show him articles about that.
Exactly right. And, you know, anybody I know, they just had terrible things happen to them. Grandmother took the shot, immediately tired and slow-moving, had body aches and pains, enough to make her cry. Music teacher in my high school took the shot, started forgetting songs, looked like crap, and had trouble seeing. It's all just such a terrible, terrible thing. And anyway, Alex, I share the articles, I buy the products, and warn my friends and family about the death jab, and love supporting the InfoWars. So thanks so much for taking my call, and God bless you, brother.
Thank you, brother. All right, we're going to continue with calls after the break. Thank you, Max, with Ronnie and Dave and Rockwave and many, many others. The toll-free number is 877-789-2539. I love all the regular listeners. We got a lot of people calling in on this topic, but they're not either took the vax or had family that did, or they're not a medical worker. That's specifically who we're trying to talk to. I'll probably open the phones up to general folks in the fourth hour tonight. We've got a bunch of other topics to cover as well, but I want people to hear these testimonies for themselves. And we have some other medical workers that got cut off last week at the end of shows. We're going to call them back next hour as well. Nurses, EMTs have got some incredible stories. They're going to be able to elaborate on more for you on the other side. But whatever you do, call your friends, call your neighbors, call your family, and send them a link to band.video, the live feed of the show, or from infowars.com/show, and say, hey, here's the forbidden information. Hear what the people are saying. See the documents we're talking about. Listen to the guy that told us 15 months ago it was from the communist Chinese military running that lab with Bill Gates and Fauci. Now that's mainstream news. That's what the State Department's being forced to admit.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Listeners have rightfully been complaining the last 6 months or so, saying, where are most of the best-selling products you have that we love? And my answer is the supply chain has broken down. I have to either reformulate or I have to lower the quality to get a lot of these. And so that's why we don't have a lot of products in. That's why InfoWars is in financial trouble, is because if we had the products, you would be buying it. We'd have the money. But so many of them have been sold out, just like you notice a lot of other items at the store aren't available because civilization is being artificially imploded. But finally, X2 is back in stock. The good halogen, deep earth crystal iodine, so essential in your body. It's really the missing link. It's 50% off. We got a big shipment of it at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when it gets ready to sell out, we'll have to go back to near full price. Take advantage of this now. Stock up. And don't forget to take your X2, because I have a tendency to forget how great it is and not take it myself. But when I do, stamina, libido, energy, weight loss, it's incredible. It's essential. It's X2 at InfoWarsStore.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Friday, I'm live, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. Then I come back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m., and there's normally Owen Schroyer with Sunday Live. But tonight, I'll be hosting Sunday Live. There's only 6 minutes of ads an hour, by the way. My idea to just have local breaks for stations. We got rid of our ads for that show just because I'd like to move towards that on my regular show, because we're still on talk radio. We're on a lot of stations. It's great. People love the podcast format of very, very few ads, and I don't blame them. But during the deplatforming, we wouldn't still be on air if it wasn't for our hundreds of radio stations and TV stations. And they're very, very precious, especially to have local news that isn't globalist. Those are real treasures we need to keep on the air and actually have grow and expand. So we want to thank all of our local affiliates and remind listeners to spread the word about those affiliates and to become a sponsor or support the sponsors or give them a monthly donation, because those stations are doing more to fight evil than most of your mainline churches. So I would tithe local radio stations if I was you. Some of the stations have been getting a big response from, and it's helped keep us on the air on those fine stations during these hard times. And the longer we stay on air, the better, because everything we're talking about is coming true because we're going off the research. Fauci hid it in plain view. He was working with the Chinese military to develop gain-of-function bioweapons in COVID-19. It's clear they released it to embarrass Trump. Fauci famously said that. In fact, I mentioned that at the start of the show, but I forgot to play it. Get that queued up. But first, here's Ben Stein, the comedian, who was one of the first to take the COVID vaccines, like 5-6 months ago. He got deathly ill. from taking the mRNA shot. So we should be able to talk about this and not be censored when it's actually happening. Here it is.
A word of warning to you, my fellow Americans, or whatever you are. I had the COVID booster, the Moderna, about 4 or 5 days ago, and I am still feeling wild side effects from it. Like I had the worst flu in the world, extreme shortness of breath, a dizziness, fatigue, extremely irrational thinking. It has just been devastating. I'm glad I got it, sort of glad. I don't know, I'm a little bit glad and also not quite so glad. But it has just got to be told to the people, us people, we people, us people, that this booster is a killer. I mean, it's not going to kill you, literally, but it is very, very strong. Beware.
It's not going to kill you, literally. Well, we've got multiple callers on the line. Senator family members died right after they took it. We'll talk to Tim in South Dakota here in just a moment. But first, here's the live show feed of the broadcast. Sunday Live, China admits to developing COVID-19 bioweapon with Fauci and Gates. Fox News is reporting, and so is Sky Television, the same outfit out of Australia, that China developed an army plan, 260-something pages long, 263 pages long, planning to release it to break down the U.S. economy and shut us down and make us collapse. And our media aided them in it to make sure we collapsed, because they're all invested in China. They want to bankrupt everybody and get us on welfare so we can be controlled. So you see the motive, you see the background, you see the know-how, you see it all. So please share that live feed. Here's another headline. And that is, of course, Klaus Schwab on international French television saying, we're going to use this to make you take a global ID, a global health passport, and implantable microchips. Well, just last week, the Family Guy, the popular cartoon, had a little piece where they mentioned yours truly, tried to discredit me, and then cut to what happened to the dog next. Here it is.
Anyone?
Man, I'm starting to think Peter didn't throw a tennis ball in this direction. Crap. I'm lost in the woods, drunk on moonshine. I guess the only thing to do is watch Alex Jones videos at full volume on my phone.
My supplements don't have lead in them. If your magnet bracelet won't come off, it's probably something you did. But now let's get back to the real news, my friends. There is a pedophile ring at TCBY. It does not stand for the country's best yogurt. It stands for take children. Boys, yes!
Good morning, buddy.
It's morning?
You can talk?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I knew it. They told me I was crazy, but I knew it. Oh, I've said good morning to, like, thousands of dogs.
Is this the pound? How did I get to the pound?
Oh, my God. That's so awesome. Okay, you were brought to us as a lost dog, but good news, we scanned you and found your microchip.
I didn't know I was chipped.
Yep, so you can go back to your owners, the Hendersons of Bristol County.
What? Who are these people? My family is the Griffins.
Well, that's not what your chip says.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here's one more clip that I'm going to Tim in South Dakota. Here is Fauci right after Trump got into office. Fauci had been there for 40-plus years before Trump got in, saying Trump will be faced with a major pandemic. And, of course, we know why he knew. He was running the operation at Wuhan, and the University of Texas had already plotted the whole plan for him. Here it is.
And if there's one message that I want to leave with you today based on my experience, and you'll see that in a moment, is that there is no question that there will be a challenge to the coming administration in the arena of infectious diseases, both chronic infectious diseases in the sense of already ongoing disease, and we have certainly a large burden of that, but also there will be a surprise outbreak. And I hope by the end of my relatively short presentation, you will understand why history, the history of the last 32 years that I've been the director of NIAID, will tell the next administration that there's no doubt in anyone's mind that they will be faced with the challenges that their predecessors were faced with. So for those...
And NIAID did the UT study in 2012, testing coronavirus vaccines on rats, and it killed them with heart attacks and blood clots. And, of course, they told Fauci, do not use it. It's in the report. So there you have it. I'm about to start the next 2 hours and your calls. We're going to start out with a three-minute report on the police state crackdown on no-maskers, which will soon be on the no-vaxxers, unless we organize and say no now. That's why them only getting half the public to take it or less pisses them off, because they can't ever get to the bullying level to dominate us and get total adoption of the world ID. And then, of course, the implantable chip once you accept the world ID. Let's go to Tim in South Dakota. We hear the media trying to cover up what's been happening and the bad results of the vaccines, because they won't do any studies on it because they authorize these shots without studies. What has been your experience in South Dakota, Tim?
Well, my dad wanted to take the vaccine, then didn't want to take the vaccine, then did. And I think I turned him around, but then ultimately he went and took the first round of Moderna on the 12th of March. On the 14th of March, he had either a heart attack or blood clots that killed him. And he just dropped dead in the middle of the bathroom. My stepmom found him. My stepmom went the same time that he did to get the first round. She's since taken the second round. And for some reason, she's quote unquote just fine. But my father's dead.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, if you already have plaque buildup, and particularly the studies show it attacks the lungs, the brain, and the heart, sir, I'm so sorry to hear that. And even though he died probably from the shot, she still didn't care and still went and doubled down.
Yeah, she did. Yep.
Boy, they call that Stockholm syndrome. I'm sorry for your father and sorry for your loss. What do you think of the UT study Fauci did 9 years ago, where they said do not give COVID vaccines to people? COVID vaccines cause autoimmune response in the heart, lungs, and brain. What's it like to know that, sir?
It's absolutely disgusting that people aren't waking up to what is actually going on.
Well, you called in. I'm just so sad to hear this happen to your father. Do you have any points for the listeners? Any other things you'd like to say?
The only thing that I did about it is called Bears, and hopefully they reported it as a death relating to Moderna. And it's kind of a devastating loss to the whole family, because it just wiped everything out. And the only good thing about this would be that it's so early in this depopulation regime that, you know, the benefits are going to be paid out and all that stuff. Apart from that, there's no positive to this. My dad's gone. He was my best friend. It just really sucks.
You know, I went fishing with my father yesterday, my 4-year-old daughter, and I was looking at my dad. And, of course, he's a doctor. He's not going to take it. And I was just thinking how pissed I'd be if they killed my dad. And, what comes around goes around. That's all I'm saying. And these globalists are going to pay, brother. So I know now you're going to be warning people even more than you were. What about the rest of your family? Has it woken any of them up?
Well, my sister never wanted to take the vaccine. My stepbrother, I don't know where he's at on it. But, yeah, I've told a lot of people that I work with, because I don't live in the same state. I live pretty far away from my family. But, yeah, I've told everybody that I can tell, like, this is all done. Like, what you're seeing now and what you're doing now, it's all gone. Get ready.
That's right. It's going to cause a collapse. I don't want to scare people. I just got to tell you the truth. From my perspective, I'm completely freaked out. All right. We're going to do 2 more hours straight ahead. Infowars.com/show. Stay with us.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.